I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
To the Sean Kennedy Show on Ranch Radio. Email your opinions to theman@ranchradio.com or to Samarian at info@ranchradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Hello, everybody out there in the WOG world. Yes, time for the WOG Armada to get together and under one giant banner and flag and say, fuck you, buddy, to all the Scientology everywhere. Why do you always make me bleed? Yes, it's time for the Sean Kennedy Show, and this is show number 29. Oh, my God, we're almost at 30 shows.
Is that significant?
The big 3-0. Not really. I mean, other than the fact that there's like 52 weeks a year, so we've done more than like half a year.
That's
so
pretty good.
That's pretty good for Sean K shows. Who knew? Who knew? Hi. How's it going?
Hello.
I'm okay. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Are you okay? It's me, Sean Kennedy. I'm here. It's show number 29, along with my co-host, Samarian.
Hello.
He actually runs the whole show here. He's the station manager.
I'm the one who keeps the music level down in the background.
Yeah, he's the one
so
who...
So you can hear Sean still.
I don't choose the rant music in the background. I don't
so
do
if
that.
It sucks, blame it on me.
You know, I don't think I've ever told my... I don't think I've ever told my first time I went to a rave story.
Is it the transvestite one?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then
no.
You haven't told it, probably. No.
Fuck you.
No.
I know I told that transvestite story 9 times because I like that story. It's a good story.
It's funny. Last time you told it, it's like rehash number 6 of the transvestite.
Yeah, I know. That's Smokehouse, though. He's just an angry little crippled person. The truth is that the first time I went to a rave, I didn't even know what a rave was. This is back in the day. This was like 1992 was the first time I went to a rave. Of course, everyone's like, "Oh man, there was raves out in the 80s, and I was okay." Well, I'm in Canada, okay, so fuck off, because we never had no raves, okay? Give me a break. We're kind of like Ireland, you know? They just made blowjobs legal last year. But anyway, so what happened with me was I went downtown. I was watching a midnight showing of Aliens,
ooh,
right? And then I was walking around with my buddy Tony Scafar. Tony Scafar is I probably shouldn't say his full name. Tony Scafar.
Tony
beep. Tony beep. Anyway, so Tony is like a male model. He's like blonde and works with concrete, and he's like all ripped and shredded. And he's just this huge buff. Like, it was disgusting to walk around with the guy because women would stop, get out of their car, walk over and hit on him.
One of those guys.
Oh, my God. It was just brutal. Like, you'd go trolling with a guy. You'd just chain him, put a chain around his feet, throw him into a crowd, and then drag him back and beat the women off of him. And, you know, maybe while they're stunned, they might go for you. It was just, that's how bad it was. It was so brutal. Anyway, so we go down there, and we meet up with these people, and I'm all making friends and stuff. And they're like, "Hey, man, are you going to the rave?" And I said, "What rave?" And they went, "The rave, you know? Go to the back alleyway here, and it'll be up." And I'm with Tony. And Tony's also, did I not mention, like, a major serious kung fu guy.
Okay.
So I'm like, "Oh, I got a Tony with me. I don't give a fuck. I'll throw Tony at him and run." So we go down there, and it's like this alleyway. There's nothing happening. And all of a sudden, this car elevator door opens up. And there's all these people and smoke and pot comes billowing out of this car elevator. And inside the elevator, there's a DJ inside the car elevator with a table going, choo, choo, bop, choo,
really?
Bop. Yeah. Wow. So everyone piles in the elevator and it's all like, close the door and up to the elevator goes, choo, 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 bop, and it opens up into this fucking monstrously huge top floor of this warehouse where there's so much smoke you can't see the walls. It's just smoke and people and lesbians and people in leather and transsexuals in leather. See, there's transsexuals in there.
Okay.
And they were all making out in bathtubs full of beer and there was ice everywhere and it was like,
whoa.
Yeah, like, oh my God, David Cronenberg was there, you know, licking his own hands and it was just brutal, right? And the whole time is bop, right? And there's like 15 DJ tables all trying to outspin each other. And it's crazy. Now, I went down to see a midnight showing in BC in the fall. Okay, so I'm wearing a jacket and a second jacket underneath, right? So
I'm like a billion degrees. I'm on the surface of the sun wearing a vac suit, right? And I'm like, holy shit, there's sweat pouring off of me. Walking around, there's so much light and strobe and smells and everything's going everywhere. And I look around and all of a sudden, boom, this guy's in my face. And Tony's nowhere to be seen.
I love this story.
And I look at this guy and I start at his feet and he's wearing black cowboy boots with steel tips and the little chain that goes underneath the heel of the cowboy boot.
Oh, yeah.
Black jeans over top of the cowboy boots, but they're tight. They're like that stovepipe jack thing. And they're all come up clinging all along and up to his ass. He's got the big belt buckle on with like the silver, you know, show me what you got kind of belt buckle going on there. And he's got the most perfect tan you have ever seen in your life. The guy was, like, covered with kiwi brown shoe polish. That's how perfect this fucking tan was, okay?
Wow.
And he's absolutely cut out of glass. The dude has not got a single ounce of fat on him. Bruce Lee had more fat on his body than this dude did, okay? Absolutely fucking cobra, chiseled flesh, just beefy as fuck, right? No shirt, leather vest only.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And he's got this kind of gold chain and this Jerry Curl kind of soul glow hair going on. It's your soul glow, you know. He's got that hair happening.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking around and I'm like, boom, he's in my face. Now, any other sane person who is over the age of 19 would realize this is a gay Leatherman. This is one of those.
Really?
This is one of those Leathermen. So I asked the guy I'm dancing with, what kind of bar is this anyway? So he looks at me and he goes, hi there. And I says, oh, hi, yeah, how's it going, man? He goes, say, you look pretty hot in that thing. Now, pause. You got to think, when you have a very large, gay, muscular biker type who is cut out of fucking Boris Vallier's imagination in front of you, okay, and he's hitting on you by saying, say, you look pretty hot in that thing. What is the worst imaginable thing you could say back? Okay? What is the worst thing you could say is, you could say thanks. You know, you think to yourself right now, think to yourself, what would be the worst thing I could say? The worst thing you could do, rather than saying so to you, is you could play coy with the guy. But I wasn't playing coy. I was just being honest. So he's like, rewind. Say, you look pretty hot in that thing. And I said, thanks, I like to sweat.
Absolute
like,
worst thing.
Oh my God.
Ever.
Yeah, I like to sweat.
I couldn't even think that up.
And then I'm like, he's like, oh really? And all of a sudden there's three more of them, and they're each, like, he's the smallest of the three. And I'm like, I'm going to get ass rammed. And I'll probably like it. So I did what any other red blooded heterosexual 19 year old male would do at that series of time when he's that heavily outgunned. Tony, where are you, buddy? Come on over here.
My friend's calling me.
And Tony shows up, and I go, Tony, this is Stefan. Stefan, this is Tony. I made up his name, whatever. I got to go get a beer. Tony shakes his hand and realizes, oh, my God, I'm surrounded by three totally monstrous fags. And I'm like,
why,
oh,
Sean? Why?
And he's like, you fucking dink. And I'm like hiding behind the people making out in the bathtub stealing beer. That was my story. Afterwards, he caught up with me, and I'm like, so, you making friends? He's like, fuck you, man. Fuck you, man.
That is great.
Anyway, enough of that story. On to the show. Last time
show.
To get things started. Yeah, since we're playing true. You know what somebody was telling me the other day was, we were talking about, can we get a recording of Deutschland, Deutschland, Uber Alles played on banjo?
Possibly.
You know? You know, I just think that'd be great.
It would make sense.
I'd love to get that on banjo, and I'll do my Kermit the Frog impersonation. Deutschland, Deutschland, Ooh,
oh,
Alice.
My God,
that'd be great.
Be so
anyway, sorry, just a
funny
thought. This is the Sean Kennedy Show, and you crazy, crazy people listening are free to distribute this in all forms of this broadcast. You can re-record it as long as you're not a Chinese person with a 20-kilobit modem.
That's right.
You can't distribute it then because you suck. No. Bro, I'm just kidding. It's a private joke between me and Sim. Not that private. You're all in on it, too, so whatever. Free to distribute this broadcast any way you want. You can burn it to rail cities. You can give it to people you don't know. You can put it on people's answering machines. You can phone
That'd
up answering
best.
Machines that you don't know and just play the show so people have to listen to the show because they got to wait for the tape to run out. Yeah, you can do whatever you like. Remix it, put music behind it, as some of our listeners have done, which we are going to play
the
halftime.
The revenge of the remixes are back.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very cool. And everyone's Kyle sweating through. Sean got some leather ass. Sweet. Super sweet. You know, it's funny. I did talk with a gay guy one time, and he was drunker than a monkey. And he goes, "Will you tell me something? You're straight, right?" And I said, "I sure am." And he goes, "Would you tell me why all these big fat redneck fucks think that I want to fuck them in the ass?" "Would you want to fuck a redneck?" And I said, "No." And he goes, "I don't want to fuck a redneck either. I'd like to find me a nice, muscular, pleasant man, you know, who is kind, gentle, and caring, not some truck-driving fuck."
No.
"Why do they all think we're going to nail them in the ass?" And I went, "That's a good question." So next time I find some rednecks out there, I'm going to just completely go nuts.
I think that
why do you
too.
What's that?
Every time somebody brings it up.
"Don't fuck me. Don't worry. You know, I won't." I've never been hit on by a gay guy. Well, other than that one. Was he hitting on me? He could have just been friendly.
He I probably was asking. Sex for the night, probably.
Yeah, he's probably on ecstasy. Ooh, large muscular men on ecstasy.
A gay hairdresser hit on me once.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really?
He invited me down to the beach for beer.
That's not hitting on you. That's inviting you down to the beach for beer.
No.
Am I missing this?
Yeah.
Do you want to come down to the beach for beer?
Why would a 40-year-old hairdresser invite me to the beach for
Maybe
beer?
He's a nice guy.
No.
Maybe I'm
That's
naive.
Why he rubbed his crotch in my elbow every time he
passed. Oh, are you serious?
Cutting my hair.
Oh, so you went back?
No.
Did you go down to the beach for beer?
No.
What kind of beer was it? I would ask. What kind of
what
beer?
What kind of beer?
I am Canadian. That's a Canadian I never see.
I switched hairdressers. Not because I abhor gay people, it's because I avoided the uncomfortable situation of...
Well, it wouldn't matter.
Where were
gay.
You last weekend? Not at the beach.
Where were you at the beach? I was not hanging out getting ass rammed. Thanks for asking, though. Going through the IRC tonight, we have Caponex, my favorite gay person.
Woohoo!
Oh, geez, I hope...
Who is now op.
Is he op?
Yes, he is
op. Go Caponex.
Doing a good job.
We got...
Resident gay op.
Resident gay op. He's our token gay op.
Yes.
Smokey server monkey. Snake, African love turtle and his mom. Mrs.
Resident
African
disabled op. We got to have the whole spectrum.
Resident disabled op?
Smokey.
Oh, is he? Well, oh, Smokey server monkey.
Disabled. Yeah. He's disabled. He's in a wheelchair. Guys.
Oh, he's
no,
disabled.
I'm out for you.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, no. He's
we
our,
forget that fact sometimes.
He's our,
so mighty and powerful.
And thank you very much for everyone who's been donating diapers for Smokey.
Yes,
since his
helped.
Birthday. Yes,
he's,
it's very
he's
good.
Sent emails.
No,
saying thank you for saying that. In
absolutely.
There.
No more does he have to, you know, experience the extremely embarrassing anal drip from just saggy, overused diapers. Because you know when they say 5 to 6 pounds, they're not kidding. That's all those diapers will fucking hold. African love turtle and his mom is African love turtle alien binary bastard guy. Yay, Binky boy, burger burger. Cerulean Shandiv, chemical X girl. I chemical X girl. Oh, is she a girl? Chronic copper tupperway. Counter Zinc, Tyo 23, Delamorta, Derek, Down Halo, Disturbed, Inotion, Gizmo, Gone Crazy, Griffin, Hybrid Theory, Infoloop, Jordath Moore, K16, Kazuma, Kokini, It's the Beer, Out Here, Lentium, Mary Rebel, Virgin, Mr. Echo, Neuralize, Nihilator, 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 Nipples,
Nipple-lator.
Nixon, Noisemaker, Paladin, Port Surfer, Prune Squalor, great name,
that's Quad, a good one.
Yeah, Quadbox, Quoth. Quoth and Derek, my friends who
Welcome.
I never get a chance to talk to. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Red Fox. Hi, Red Fox. I tried to reply to your email, but it just didn't seem to work. I keep getting my server said, fuck you. Sapphire.
Oh,
she's
Sapphire.
A girl. Scavenger Sulfonate Spudley.
Spudley.
Spudley has the next Tales from the After Now thing, so if you private message him, he'll be able to give,
oh, yeah,
give
just,
you that.
Just
Tantrix, Cow Day Cheese, Technophile, The Bug, Templar Knight, Transistor. I'm just kidding. Spudley doesn't have it. I just thought I'd mail bomb the guy. Templar Knight, Transistor, Tormal, Wildcard. What up, E?
Yo,
G, Zandad, Pyro, Lady Wolf, Angry Doodle, and Governmental Slave. I heard nipples, too. Yes, that's right. Woot, woot. So, very, very cool. So, on to the show. What do we have?
Show?
If you want to...
What's that?
The show. That's the thing I do after I go... That's my...
That's Cosby?
That's my... No, that's my token rave. Every time I've ever told that rave music song, that rave story, I always go...
Bill Cosby did it at some point.
Oh, he probably did at some point. I mean, I don't have any original material at all. I rip everything off. I heard a great one the other day.
Yeah?
I heard a great one the other day. I'm going to use sometime, but I can't use it now.
You can't put it all out at once.
Oh, yeah. You know.
You got to save up
well,
good
like,
stuff.
No one has ever heard me use the expression, and if a frog had wings, he'd never bump his ass a hopping.
Ever.
Except for that one time.
Really?
Yeah, I've only ever used it that once because I saw a movie the other day.
So you can debate that.
No, and I'm from Frog.
Listen to the What the Hell Show.
I don't think I've used it that much.
No, no, not
I
that much.
I think I only used it like once,
very
two
seldom.
Or three times.
Yeah.
How do you get in the RSM? RSM?
They can spell it. Choo-choo-choo-bop. Choo-choo-choo-bop.
Is that what they're doing? Because they're going choo-choo-choo-bop.
IRC.
And the MIRC. How do you get
the MIRC? Well, to get at the MIRC, you download MIRC from www.mirc.com.
There you go.
And you go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. But if you don't really care about what kind of client you use, you can just go on the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. Or go to the web page and click on chat. And, while I'm at it,
while you're there,
on the web page, there's something new.
There is.
That everyone can participate in.
And this is
the forum.
Oh, goody. There's nothing like a web forum to really fucking whip you into a Jesus-based rage. Like, the IRC gets me crazy enough. The last thing I need is a fucking forum.
People thinking about what they say before they post it.
Oh, yeah. Then no. Long spiels of, I think Sean sucks for the following reasons. I'm not paying attention to this site for the following reasons. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Tell Sean I'm not talking to him. You know, fuck.
And there's, like, a forum for each show that we have on Rant Radio and et cetera, et cetera. The music we play on Rant Radio, blah, blah, blah. You can post your own rants there, too. Rant away. There's a rant section. Have fun. Go crazy. Enki did it.
Yay.
Thanks, Enki. Just insane. Has joined Rant Radio.
I'm reading.
Do I have to take the IRC away?
I'm reading the IRC. I know I shouldn't do it.
I
just saw that a governmental slave said something in talking about his wife's pregnancy. I don't think he's talking about me.
Probably not.
Everyone, all the ops know the rules that if anyone ever talks about my wife, they get banned for life.
Kick ban.
Yeah. Which is why I don't actually use ops that often. I've only ever kick banned a couple of people. When I kick ban, it's really funny when I kick ban people. When I've kick banned people in the IRC, it's been like people go and they cheer. It's like all I did was kick. Did you give a reason?
No.
And
no.
I was like, booyah! Really?
No, the pants are on the fire for a while.
You were voted the fuck off the island. Everyone else said no, and Sean said yes,
island,
you're
off
gone.
The planet.
That's right. Fuck you. Get out of my internet. Get off the web. Server says no! Anyway, feedback. Time for the feedback. Oh, before we get from there, giving out some information. If you need to get a hold of me or you need to get a hold of Sim,
how do you do it?
To get a hold of me, you email theman@rantradio.com. To get a hold of Sim, you go to info@rantradio.com. If you send anything in, make sure... Ooh, is that a special person?
It's a special person.
We have...
Hi, who's at the door?
It's next door. Where do I park?
Wherever there's a space. There's some out front. They're probably taken.
I'll say reserve.
Yeah. Or go to the back, far, far back.
Hey.
Along the bushes and...
Along
look for
the bushes?
Along the bushes. And
okay.
You are in the air right now. And go park where it says visitor.
Okay, thank you.
You're
welcome.
Okay. Damn, he's going to ring again.
Yeah, Nickster is here live in
the guy
studio.
Who makes all those t-shirts.
Oh my God, is he ever fucking a big guy.
He is so big.
Like that's
those
not,
pictures
not actually,
on the internet.
He's
not
actually having sex, but he's huge. The guy's like 6'5". He's a monster. He like showed up and like, hi, I'm Nickster. I'm like, I'm sorry, I spoke harshly to you. I'm like, wow, you could fully kick my ass in spades, like twice.
Huge.
I think I could just fucking manslap me into like the next year, man.
You suck, Sean.
What was that shit you were saying about my angry shirts?
I'm sorry, I would never want to make you angry.
Really angry.
Please allow me to pay for all the angry shirts you could possibly eat.
Holy crap. Anyway, info@rantradio.com to get a hold of Sam. And if you have stuff that you're going to submit, you're going to have stuff you send in, like some of our very cool listeners sent in this week, make sure you send it to info@rantradio.com. I want to hear it, too.
Yeah, so send it to both of us. If you think both of us, if you want it in the air, send it to me, definitely.
Yeah. And if you don't just ever send something to me. If you have an attachment, make sure you send it to Sam. Because
unless it's just for Sean.
Yeah.
Just if Sean's ears want to hear it, right?
Yeah, unless it's like, this is my new song,
I
Sim
love
Sucks.
You, Sean.
This is my new Sean. Sim Sucks.
Sim Sucks.
Sim Sucks.
Strum, got to hold on to the darkness for the morning to come.
Anyway, Griffin sent some feedback in. Oh, wasn't that fun? Nerd. I've been watching all the fucking South Park, and I've got like South Park on the brain. Griffin sent this in. He goes, hey, I got tired of burning Tales from the Afternow CDs and having my horrible scrawling handwriting on it, so I whipped up some Tales from the Afternow labels for CDs, and I've got three different ones.
These are mighty.
Okay, that's just amazing to me. Someone's like, yeah, you know, not only, because there's only like... what, six or seven now?
Yeah.
And I get so tired of burning them. I get so tired of burning.
I'm so tired.
And they got the little episode with the blank box, episode number.
So you can just fill it in.
You know, oh my
God.
That's very cool.
These
that's
nice.
They're fucking cool.
There's like,
I like
one for each mood, whatever mood the show is.
Yeah, you got the Matrix-y kind of one. And then you scroll down, you've got the full,
Bleak,
you know. You've got the Sith one.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Biohazard one, which is just. Oh,
they're all amazing.
They're,
oh, they're awesome.
Fucking cool.
It's like, fill in the episode.
Yeah, very, very sly. So,
you really should put on the.
Fucking balls deep. Big wogpang to you, man. That's. What's that?
He could put the After Now. Because you can get it through Rant Radio, but there is an After Now. www.theafternow.com.
Yeah,
which you'll guarantee to get whatever the After Now is.
So, very, very cool.
Yeah. So,
and
if you want to change those or whatever.
Yeah.
Cares.
But if not, that's cool, too.
Cool.
We love it.
These
we
rock.
Think it's cool. It's,
when
the fact when people do art for us, I mean, that is the coolest shit ever. Which I'm going to go off on about, well, probably on the props, because I don't think it's going to wait till props. Goon Squad, Justin, sent me his fucking
my God,
original.
I forgot about that. Yes.
His original first issue comic. He has an actual comic, not like a little bullshit comic.
No,
like
it's
a real Rusty Pipe Through a Skull. It's called
that
Rusty,
was awesome.
Rusty Pipe Through an Eye comics. And I read it. And it's fucking cool. And it's like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Superheroes.
You know? And I'm like,
the Goon Squad.
Suddenly I'm really kind of intrigued.
Yeah, he just draws stuff. No, he's a comic book artist.
No, he's the
he
shit.
Makes comics.
He's the real deal. I'm like, wow, you're so much cooler than me.
And he like signed them and made
and
mine
then,
the
thanks, guys.
Limited
blah, blah, blah.
Edition censored
and
version.
Then he sent,
oh my God.
He sent out, he sent me the original art from the posting we had on the for the two comics
like
he did.
The actual real,
the,
real
the original
real
art. The one with the
has,
cat chick and the chick
he
with
doesn't
wings.
Have the art anymore. It's in Sean's hands.
Yeah. He's all signed and shit. Well, ask me how framed that's getting. Imagine having Stan Lee draw you up as Spider-Man or some shit or create a superhero and then send you the original. I mean...
I thought I heard the phone, but I didn't.
Oh, that's just... oh, it's sex.
I know. Oh,
Justin fucking Goon Squad owns all, man. Those. Okay, he's at the door. Just buzz up!
Mad props.
Mad props. Mad fucking naughty
West side.
Props. West side. He's got a... Are you going to let him in or what?
He has to ring.
There he goes.
I can't... Oh, the door is open.
Yeah. Okay. So, also in the really, really cool world, but if anyone wants to do anything for the show and they want to... The number one thing you can do if you want to get into Tales from the Afternoon... If you just joined and you have no idea what the fuck Tales from the Afternoon is...
What the hell are you talking about, Sean?
Tune in tomorrow night because apparently, from Sim, tomorrow night's show is very, very cool.
Okay.
So
good.
We're starting to get into some stuff, and we're getting a little bit more.
Just do it.
Just tune just in. I can't say nothing, but
yeah, we don't want to give it away. It's nice.
Yeah, you.
I like it.
Yeah,
I'll spam you. So if you want to get on the spam list for this show and tomorrow's show, ICQ 515558.
Yeah, 51558. That's the one to go with.
Ooh.
Very, very cool stuff. Is your door unlocked? Because he's going to be banging on that door.
No, I'll go do it. You just...
I'll just keep doing...
Talk. Do
I'll
what
just,
you do.
I'll just do that crazy shit that I do. Now, I've got some interesting stuff. Now, I'm going to try to actually copy and paste in the IRC while I'm doing it here. So, hopefully this will work. My first link that I'm going to talk about is from Technophile. Technophile sent me some very cool stuff, which I'm going to be checking on right about now. Right about now. The Punk Soul Brother. First one is from the New York Times, which I don't know if you need a login for that. Do you need a login for you? Oh, gay. Real networks may soon be off the companies we love to hate list. Let's skip on over to the IRC.
This one?
The MIRC. Yeah, the first one, so I can actually check it out.
Maybe it
the
works.
MIRC. Go to the MIRC.
MIRC.
Go to the MIRC. I want the MIRC.
And we'll use ketchup and Kleenex.
What?
They're both brand names.
Oh, I see.
But they're so widely accepted that you don't know that? Just like the MIRC.
Oh, we have to sign in. So fuck the sign and screw you, hippie.
Fuck that.
Okay. How about the next story, which is that shape memory alloy used for bio-augmentation. Now, there's
what?
All... Yeah. Let's just hit
shape
that.
Memory
oh,
alloy.
Oh, goddammit, and that's from the New York Times, too. Suck. We'll post it anyway, and people can go check it out. So anyway, there's they're making robots.
Go get
anyway.
It. Go get a login.
And there's an interesting news site here. Now, this is good. Hacking is wrong, unless, of course, you're a ravaging pack of corporate money grubbers, in which case, you can hack all the fuck you please.
I love that.
Yeah, that this is...
Oh, legal for a
corporation? Legal hacking, yeah. I told you so, I told you so, I fucking told you so.
Here it comes.
I so fucking told you so. Holy crap, that's just gonna be my big thing. Like, that and what a shock, you know, because it's not like I've been talking about that. Hollywood hacking
this one
Bill Hitt's house.
Just fucking makes me insane.
What exactly is the gist of this?
Well, you know, Hollywood has to protect its intellectual property. And, they have to go to any lengths to do it. So we have to get into consumers' computers because that's where all the stuff is. So they want to push a bill through that can legally allow them to hack into anybody's computer.
Who's they?
The MPAA.
This is why, what we need to do now, this is Sean's little, because we all know that I said that this was going to happen, right? So what we need to have now is we need to develop.
The profit of our times.
We need to have, we need all you little coders out there to get pissed off with this.
Yeah.
We have to get some ice, some black ice, so that when they try to hack our system, we can destroy the boxes that are trying to hack us. You can do this, and it's not considered a hacking law because it's a defensive mechanism. It's called a proactive firewall. Mm. If somebody attacks you, you send, the old one was, I'll hook your power cable up on the line, and it'll fry them. No, it doesn't
that'll
work.
Do like it. That.
That'll
yes.
do it. Yeah, it'll do something. But it'll probably piss off your fucking mom is what it's going to do.
What are you doing, Billy?
What are you doing?
Mom.
Nothing, Mom. Why does the breaker keep going? I don't know, Mom.
The TV's going funny, son.
I don't know, Mom. So that's all cool. So I
doubt this will pass, but now you know what they want to do to you.
That's really fucking gay.
You know what kind of world they want you to live
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah. Listener's license. Here
yeah.
we come.
Oh, yeah.
Hence, Tales from the Afternoon. No, you notice
that
the theme,
is exactly what they want.
You notice the theme I'm going with here? Yeah, that's why you'll notice in Tales from the Afternoon, I never, ever give you a date.
Because you don't know whether it's going to be tomorrow.
Because it's coming. It might be next year. It's on its way. And
actually, it's here, but they just haven't got it.
Oh, yeah. The world ended in the year 2000. Yeah. Nobody fucking noticed.
That's
so
right.
I think it was right. In the studio tonight, before we do the next story, we've got Nixer.
Or shall we ignore him all night? Don't do that.
Hello, everybody. This is Nixer.
Closer.
You can't
say louder.
This is Nixer.
All right, Nixer.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Am I coming clear?
Yeah.
You just okay.
Closer. From... Sean's really loud.
Nixer's mic's not loud enough.
Mic's not loud enough.
Yeah, that's right.
So my mic's not loud enough.
Long time listening.
So that's
first
very cool. Which is cool. I mean,
yes, Mister Man,
he came
t-shirts.
Up. He brought me two t-shirts, which is cool. And I'm going to give you money tonight.
And I'm wearing a classic corporate whore t-shirt here.
Relax, I'm not done.
Okay.
I'm
going
to give you money today because I want to get a Rant Radio hoodie.
A Rant Radio hoodie.
I want to.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I want it in triple XL.
Triple XL.
Can you do it?
That's what I wear. So
you wear a triple XL?
Fine.
Can you do four times XL?
Yes.
In a hoodie.
Well, I got to check my stock. I got to check, you know.
Because you know what happens? You wash your hoodies and the fucking things shrink. And then it winds up choking you out. And you got to cut it right here.
Conform hoodie is in the car. And it doesn't shrink, but it has a logo on it. So it's kind of like has a USA logo on it?
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't want to wear that.
And then I just said, hey, fuck this. I'm printing Conform on it. So, you know.
That was it.
Yeah,
Conform,
I've seen,
USA.
I've seen the Conform ones.
It's up my butt.
Very
USA. That's Guar, man.
Oh, sorry.
Guar, dude.
Sorry.
Fucking baby.
Even if
said,
I did listen
I'm Americanized. 9 tons of crack a day. I'm Americanized. Fucking baby. Stomping on daisies.
On that hacking story, I used to work with a guy who was crazy. He was like in the army and ex-military and all this other shit.
Yeah, me too.
Well, sort of.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyways, he didn't have a degree or anything, but he was like crazy into hacking. He loved Java, and he was like, well, fuck this. If they attack me, I have like 5 computers, and they talk to each other. And if one gets attacked, they all talk, and they decide what's going to happen. And, no, I'm serious. This guy was
fear.
Nuts. No,
fear.
They decide what's going to happen. What they were getting attacked with, then they like talk to each other, and they're like, okay, what should we fucking attack this guy with?
And then the one,
boom.
Then the
then
one computer goes over to his house and beats the
isn't
shit
that like,
out of him.
Isn't that like Minority Report? 2 out of 3 of them agree.
Computers.
4 computers.
I'm not making fun of you. No, I'm not making fun of you, because you're bigger than me. So
you'll kill us both with one blow.
You'll kill us all. That's right. It's recorded Templar Knight. And Templar Knight's coming here.
God,
right.
I can't believe
why do all these big fucking guys come here? Why don't all the fucking sexy-ass bitches come up here?
Yeah, come on.
Like, he's a nice guy and everything, but I'm
we
married.
Need some chicks
I'm
to fly up here.
Better the big guys. Sim is single. You cannot fuck Sean Kay, but you can fuck Sim.
It's almost as good.
Except for on that case,
it's like the roadies getting you're blowing the roadies to get to Sean.
That's so brutal.
That's
how can you say that?
No joke.
You just after a blowjob. Digital video recorders
sure.
are next
Why
on
not?
The anti-piracy chopping block.
My
yes.
mom's not listening.
What's that? My mom's not listening. Yeah, I played an episode for my mom once, And,
oh, God.
I knew it was bad, right? Because right at the promo... Oh, God. Did you take that acid? I knew it was bad because in the intro it goes, because my parents are so fucked up. And I'm like, oh, wow. I didn't even get through the intro. And she's like, oh.
Can you turn that off?
She's like, wow, I'm a failure as a parent. And I'm like, oh, that's... Yeah, you suck. Okay, just come on. You knew you were a failure. Give me a break. Look at me. Fuck. Anyway.
Adored by millions.
Yeah, adored by millions, worshipped by a few, and madly, madly, madly worshipped by one crazy cripple in Iowa.
Illinois.
No, Smokey moved to Iowa. He's in Iowa now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No Peoria, Illinois anymore for him.
That's because you can't have anal seepage in Illinois.
Oh, so that's right.
So, yeah, he's out there, and he's actually, with the wheelchair we sent him, he's picking potatoes in Iowa. He's a potato picking Iowan fucking diaper wearing cripple.
One of those automatic wheelchairs. Just picks up the potatoes underneath the wheelchair.
He's got a Columbine.
Harvests them.
Yeah, he's his very own Columbine. What's that? Iowa's corn.
Oh, well, I'm sure they have some potatoes there.
Oh, that's why he's in Iowa.
He's not doing so well in the Iowa potatoes.
What are them fucking I provinces? Next year's having fun.
One of those square, flat.
Whatever. I don't think Wayne Gretzky's my prime minister. Shut up. Okay, so moving right along.
Prime Minister Poutine.
Prime Minister Poutine. DVR's digital video recorder is next on the anti-piracy chopping block. Quickly go to the link.
What?
The link, you moron.
You speak so fast. You slow down. Yeah. There we go.
Go there.
Do you know the New York Times page?
Okay. Go away from New York Times. Hollywood heads up anti-piracy charge.
This seems vaguely familiar. Okay. The last story, but I guess it's not.
No, it's not.
We don't want to break into your computers. We want to sue you or something.
Now we're saying you can't have digital video recorders. Saying that, yes, you know those VCRs when they tried to ban VCRs?
Yeah.
And then they tried to ban tapes, and then they tried to ban CDRs. So yeah. The next thing they're trying to ban now is, oh, what a shock, digital video recorders. They're up on the anti-piracy.
Did you know those VCRs did no good?
Which one?
I can't hear you.
What do you want to do?
Is that a digital video recorder?
Yes, it is a digital video recorder that I'm recording on.
So they're next.
Except it's not recording on digital video, it's recording on analog, but who the fuck cares, right? Analog, digital, it's still recording it. They're so afraid of digital.
Well, they need to put the chips
in so
they can track it.
It's going to be a perfect copy. Yeah, that's why we trade DIVXs, and we don't care about digital, okay? Give it up. We care about anything, anyway, anyhow.
Yeah, we'll we'll break into your fucking houses to get your movies, okay? Don't even try it.
So what do they want to do? Put that little digital chip that prevents...
No, they just want to prevent digital recorders and stuff. Read the fucking story. I don't know. I haven't read it. I just fucking... People send it to me. I post it. And I go,
cut, paste, post.
That's got anti-piracy stuffs in the title. Yeah, that's good for the listeners. They love that shit.
Like the /. of anti-piracy.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a Linux story. Post it.
It's Linux.
We
post it.
Linux and toasters.
How to wind up on /. Step 1, take a Linux app. 2, put it in a bottle. 3, take a photo. 4, post it to /. Watch as your web server fucking explodes. Boom! Seriously, that's all it is. Linux is like, okay, don't get me wrong.
That's funny.
/. I used to have a Linux t-shirt, but, you know, I couldn't figure out how to put it on. Fuck it.
Took 2 hours to put it on.
Linux is only free if your time has no fucking value. Of course, the new Linuxes are like, the new Linux I are actually really, you know, they install pretty slick.
Linuxopus.
So, yeah, so the... Linuxopole. You know. And they all, like, don't get me wrong, yeah, Bill Gates is evil, all the rest of it, but, you know, it's a corporation. I kind of get pissed off when people just ragging on Bill Gates. Oh, Bill Gates, fucking Bill Gates, a boring, he stuck.
That damn guy, he made so much money, he's so, I wish I could be him.
Dude, he makes software, you know?
Don't like it, don't buy it.
A guy from Microsoft bought one of your shirts. We don't...
We can't hear you.
We can't actually hear you. Can we get him a mic?
Do we want to give him a mic?
Yeah, I'll give him a mic. Fuck, okay. Why not? He drove like 10 million miles to be here. This doesn't mean Templar Knight's getting a mic.
Yeah, when I came over the border there, I couldn't hear you.
Can't hear you. Stop talking. Stop talking because we cannot hear you because the people out there in the world can't hear you. If they can't hear you, there's no point. What are you doing? What? Holy crap. You've got like this huge cord on this.
This was for practice. A couple days ago, so I had to...
So what, in case you need to tie up your mic in, like, really bad bondage ways or something?
I was singing in
the
street!
You're a bad mic. Who's a naughty microphone?
Who's a naughty...
Would you fuck me?
God, you will love the new South Park. For
two reasons.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go.
Puts the lotion on the skin.
It puts the lotion on the skin when it gets home again. Just put the dog in the fucking basket. Trousers.
Trousers.
It puts the lotion on his skin. So, Pyra, send me an email.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me? Now? As we get fucking...
Can you hear me?
Good. Good.
Nixter's online? Okay, great.
All right. It's all good. We're all wired up here. Don't play with it.
Oh, my God.
Don't play with the fucking thing.
Perfect. Completely. And keep it all nice and straight.
Moving right along.
Then I'll turn you back on.
Pyra.
Pyra.
The same as she goes, whether or not you believe the paranormal may depend entirely on your brain chemistry. This is all about you, Sim.
I heard about this.
People with a high level of dopamine are more likely to find significance in coincidence and pick out meaning and patterns of where there are none.
Just don't play with it.
Now, of course, this is in New Scientist. So, you know, New Scientist is like, no, there is no paranormal.
Oregon Vortex.
Nope.
Oregon Vortex.
Oregon Vortex. The Oregon Vortex is a vortex in Oregon, which all the fucking time and space is all fucked up and gravity screwed there.
So is this a purple whirly thing in the middle there?
No, that's a Hollywood vortex.
Okay.
This is the Oregon Vortex.
So
where
you can't see or hear or prove.
No, you can hold out a string with a weight on it. You cross a certain point and the rock goes whoonk, and there's all this gravitational pull towards the center of this thing and nobody knows why. It's very fucked up.
Okay.
And scientists are just like, it's a trick of the eyes. It's not a trick of the fucking eyes.
But it only happens right there.
Yeah, it only happens within a certain radius of this thing.
Yeah.
And you can actually draw a line on the ground where it stops. It's fucked up. Yeah.
Are they selling buttons and t-shirts yet there?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Of course, but it's like,
I survived the Oregon Vortex.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, they could sell it on the shopping channel. These magic rocks fly. Well, if they really do fly, then what the fuck, right? Doesn't matter where you get it. See? Fast asleep. So there's the link. Did you post that link yet?
It's coming.
Did you post it?
It's coming.
Yeah, I posted it yet.
It's almost
now,
there.
If veganism were to be linked with low levels of dopamine, that might just explain certain differences of opinion. So if you're a vegan because you have low dopamine...
I agree with that, probably.
You know, it,
I'm not very violent or outspoken or anything, so I'm not...
So I think if you have a lot of dopamine, you believe in the supernatural, are prepared for the inevitability of zombies coming to kill you. If you have low dopamine, you eat a lot of grain-fed food, you're going to be few food for zombies, and you'll be heavily eaten unless you have friends who have high dopamine content.
That's right.
Speaking of grain-fed, and people are going to be surviving after the apocalypse, I got an email from Templar Knight. Now, here's a guy with way too much time on his hands, his email states. He built a battle mech 38 scale for his children as a tree fort.
Oh, this one's nice.
Pardon me while I list you as the coolest fucking dad in the galaxy award.
My dad's a geek, but he's cool.
My dad, my dad built me a go-kart. My dad built me a 138 scale fucking Mad Cat, which has the SIM launcher and the God Rifle variant, and I'm going to blow your goddamn soapbox
good
bridges
details on
the
this
fuck off the road. Very, very cool. I thought it was just sweet.
Oh,
my God. I just totally fast-forwarded. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We're in the future now. And that's the end of the show now.
Yeah, and that's it. Thanks for coming out.
Like, look at that.
Like,
oh, my God.
Fuck me,
Do
eh?
Where the guy live?
No, he's not Canadian. No Canadian.
They have a lot of time.
Canadians have a lot of time. Yeah, between the dogs.
The kids in the pictures.
Hey, Margie.
Look like they don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, the kids are like, wow. No, you know the kids don't really.
Dad loves doing
Dad's
that.
A mech warrior fucking freak. He watched too much Robotech, and he's just like, look what I made you, kids. Thanks,
like,
Dad.
You know, like, the kids are posed there. Can we go now?
Can we go now?
They're not playing on it.
I want to go. Yeah, they don't really.
Don't touch it!
He's got, like, the kill.
Look at.
He's got the clan colors on it. You know, the kids didn't do that, okay? Come on, give me a break. He didn't build that for the fucking kids. He wanted to have a 138 scale mech in his yard, and that was the only way his wife would let him. Okay, that's the truth.
It's for the kids, honey.
It's for the kids! Think about the kids.
It's for the fucking kids.
It's for the fucking kids. From Hybrid Theory. Got an email that says, hey, it's me again. Just thought I'd tell you about a new site that I'm doing for a friend called Wildcar Anime Industries. Here's the link.
Sounds interesting.
It's essentially a place where we write some fanfics or some animes on some original stuff. So this is like the main author is Colonel Blair, recent listener who is spreading the virus. So, yeah, we've seen Colonel Blair in here a couple times.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Anyways, I also spread the virus to two more people last week. I played the Scientology show for them, and all they did was scream, whoa, against you, all day long.
It so does make to you.
So that makes four people I've gotten hooked on the show, and four people who are immune to the effects of the brain control asparagus bullshit of Scientology.
They have these asparagus cans
so that you hold it and it channels fucking power of asparagus or something. I don't know.
Those guys are
insane.
No wonder no
I'm an Ascon. Happy happy Ascon. I'm Ascon. Anyway, so, P.S., me and Ed Fungus are making something that'll just jizz you pants. More to come later. I love that when people send me stuff. I'm making something for you, but I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you're gonna blow a load in your pants. That actually scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
Did I ever send one of those to you?
I never sent one of them.
You're going to blow a load
in
your pants?
You never sent me any semen in the mail. Why? Oh, my God.
John, I'm going to be uptown.
Yeah.
Get ready to blow.
I'm moving.
You'll never find me.
Yeah, when I get emails problem. Like, when I hear sound whenever someone says something like that, especially when they're big men, I hear, that's what I hear. And then we got a really, really cool email from DJ Mantra, who sent us, he did a remix of one of my rants, the You're a Freak remix, which is really cool. And at the end of the email, it was like you said, the bunch of the usual stuff, which was like, you rule, you rock, thanks so much. You're which, welcome. Incidentally, that's very cool. And everyone who sends that in is like, oh, Sean didn't reply, or just said thanks, and then signed his name to it. It's just because I'm trying to wade through my email war. Like, Sim has the time to fucking do it. I check my email once every 2 days, and it's like 35 emails.
That's my inbox.
I'm glad. Oh, my God. That's not all new, though.
Dude, you guys beat
no,
me.
No, there's some from 70, 97, 98, 99, you know.
Oh,
I really need to answer. And I have done it. They get surprising results when I answer the email from 97.
Are you serious? Yeah. You answered an email from 1997?
I promise. I will answer you. You ever see that Simpson episode where Marge mails Ringo Starr? And he promised to write back to every single fan. I will promise to write back to every single person.
Well, Sim...
It's just, I have so much. It's overwhelming.
Well, you'll answer your ICQ, and then you'll get the email back that says the same thing. Like, 2 days later, I'm like, oh.
But don't be giving away our trade secrets and shit.
Yeah, man.
Oh, sorry.
So anyway, Mantra put on the end of his email, and this is very cool. Keep up the good work, guys. You guys are the few truthful voices left in this oppressed world. Sure, those Jello Biafra, Mumia Abu Jamal, etc., but you guys are like... more real. You're not superstars. You're still highly respected in a small cyber community that stretches across the world. Now, the fact you would even put us in the same paragraph with Jello Biafra, Mimi Abu Jamal, just makes me kind of want to go home and put on my fucking radio shirt and think, yeah, bitch, I'm cool. Check me out. I'm so buff. I can barely get on this bus. And it's like, it's just sweet. Thank you. Manager, it's very, very
no
cool.
Kidding.
It's like, and whoa. The coolest thing is like when guys like Justin and guys like you who go out and make art and do media and think, wow, we think you're so cool. We're going to do this shit for free.
For you.
You know,
starring
hours,
you.
Hours and hours of shit. Like, it's very, very cool. And I tried, that's, to be honest, that was one of the real drawing factors for doing Tales from the Afternoon, was because I just didn't feel like I was really doing enough for all the response that we were getting, because it's like, I want to give you guys something that's really, really cool.
I know, it's like, they do so much.
They do so much. Actually, there's a few people who do a lot.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And then those few people, like, but, like, there's only two of us, you know.
we're
only trying to do as much as we can.
We need to sleep.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm now living by my Palm Pilot. So I'm up at 6.
Which has worked pretty good for you.
Yeah, which worked out okay today. Today I was actually, I'm always behind the clock. You know that I'm always out of time feeling? I got rid of that today by living by the palm. By the palm. The power of server is upon me. Anyway, time for some halftime music. We're going to play Blanca's promo. Fucking sound quip. Quip? Sound
quip?
Sound quip. A sound quip from Jodath Moore. And the You're a Freak remix from DJ Mantra. And also, we got a new fucking record label on board, didn't
that
we?
That is right. It's Dependent Records. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. But anyway, I'm going to mention again.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Dependent Records. Just go to the webpage for their link, rantradio.com.
Who is Dependent Records?
Dependent Records. They are the German record label.
Are they?
Yes. With lots
and
of
they have records here, and here.
Yeah. And sweet. They have very cool bands, which include Babyland, Dismantled, Ivory Frequency, Seabound, Suicide Commando, and the King of All Kings, the mighty, mighty VNV Nation.
VNV Nation is
oh, my God. That was such a good show.
Wow.
When they came here.
Sim just came on his computer screen.
They were the best industrial band I've seen so far.
That's really brutal.
Yeah.
So they're very, very cool live.
Amazing.
I saw some videos.
They have a video produced to the T video for every single song they sing.
Really?
Wow.
They press play on the DVD. Starts. The music is on the DVD, and they sing and drum to the DVD.
Really?
Oh,
And the music is just amazing, and the video is amazing.
The whole thing was just killer. So go to one of their shows.
Go to one of their shows.
The Indie Nation comes to your town. Fucking go.
Yes, just go. Just do it.
Better than Diglo Abortions. Okay.
They're different than Diglo Abortions.
They're different. They're better. Come
and
on.
And we have an anti-carp commercial.
Oh, goody.
From Shadowwise.
Very, very cool.
This is tied in with...
carp, fish, Eric the half bee.
Eric the half bee, no.
A large trout.
What's that?
A large
trout. Smarties that fall from space.
Monster trucks.
What?
The news posting. Sean's making fish faces or something at me. Skull crew. Skull crew.
He's okay.
What? Yeah, this is from Skull Crew. He works with Skull Crew.
Noisemaker.
Noisemaker and Skull Crew and. And Shadowwise, so it all goes together. Right?
Oh, we're all one. Yeah, these are all the audio zine, the Skull Crew audio zine. Yeah, which is called what? Do they have a name for that fucking thing yet?
The audio zine?
Skull Crew audio
zine. That's a weak fucking name.
Dude, it's a weak name, but did it come out when I was gone?
We should come up with a name. You know what you guys should call your audio zine? Let me see if I can pull a name out of my ass for their audio zine.
Fucking crazy zine.
Drumroll.
Skull Zine?
Skull Zine. No, call it Death Rattle. The Skull Crew Death Rattle.
That's great.
Death Rattle.
Write it down, noise.
A death rattle is the sound that a dying person makes when the last breath of air leaves their throat and they go...
That's bullshit.
That's awesome.
Are you serious?
No, that's serious. That's what a death rattle is.
Yeah,
the Skull Crew Death Rattle. There you go.
I
bet you they'll name it that, too. Okay, so anyway, let's play some music and go from there.
You betcha. So this is VNV, a couple little promos, then it's VNV
Nation. They'll figure it out. They're big kids.
VNV Nation with the song... Well, they won't
know. Smokey, go change your diaper.
They won't know the same. VNV Nation. This is my favorite VNV Nation song. It, like...
Okay, fanboy.
Brings emotion to me.
Sim Utaku, VNV Nation. Okay.
It's called Further.
Okay.
Government regulation of netcasting could turn this... Seems like I'm sweating. Fuck a nigga with a tech nine trying to take mine. You want... Into this. Hear that? That's the sound of Section 114, CARP, and a host of other future laws. Laws that could kill internet radio. The freedom to speak, to shout, to say. Please, support internet radio, because silence is our loudest adversary. Brought to you by SkullCrew.com and ShadowEyes.org. Keep your ears bleeding.
My fellow British citizens, it is my duty to inform you that it is your patriotic duty to listen to Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio. Thank you.
Nobody move! Come and fix them, you Scientologists!
You can hear Sean Kennedy Monday nights at 8 p.m. PST and rebroadcast at 12 p.m. Wednesday on Rant Radio.
computer guy. Watching people, you fucking voyeur, you peeping Tom. You fucking freak, 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 freak. What's wrong with you? You sit there every day and you're on this IRC talking to people you don't know about personal shit in your life. You think these people are your friends? You think these people care about you? What the fuck? Fucking computer guy. All you do is just spend your time and searching things on the web, looking up new things, new information for gadgets. All these gadgets, look at all the gadgets you got on your belt. You got fucking tools and Leathermans and what the fuck else you got on there? Holy shit, you can remote control other people's fucking cars, never mind your own. What do you think, you're like some kind of hacker? You think you're some kind of cracker, freaker? Is that what you think you are? You got breaking codes and games and striking back against righteous companies and people just trying to make an honest buck? You fucking freak.
Never know. We'll
Who's
try.
In the IRC? Oh,
we'll
my
try.
God.
There's a couple people in the IRC.
I noticed that.
Two. Yep. And let me just expand it out here. We've got Mr. Echo watching over.
Mr. Echo!
And I think he's from, he's at work watching over because it says Mr. Echo, work. Cenobites, Babs, Firefly, and Snorgasm. Deckers, Jodath. More.
Well done.
He was going to kill hostages if I didn't pronounce his name right this week.
Well, that's fine.
Sounds like he knows how to get results.
No, yeah, like already. It worked. Joe Dathmore.
Your one-stop e-programming headquarters. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Never mind all that. Never mind all that. Let's get on with the straight good stuff. Let's talk about Mechadozer. Mechadozer?
Mecha, is that like a bulldozer mecha combo thing?
Yeah, that's made in Finland and used for forestry. Let's
what?
Go there now. I'm not making this shit up. Cybertech.
How could you?
How fucking cool is this? I'm like, wow, how much are these worth?
Tons of info. Is that a pun?
What's that?
It's really heavy.
No, that's the wrong one. You just posted the wrong link. You posted Sniper Central.
sorry.
Ding. Oh. Danger.
Not too far. Don't look at that one yet.
Don't look at that one yet. That's the wrong
you're not supposed to.
One. That's right. Read along with me in your book.
Ding.
This
ding.
Is the.
Oh my God! Is that real? That's not real. That looks so
that's
photoshopped.
Real. Nope, that's a real thing.
Oh, maybe not.
Oh my God!
Yes, wow, it's awesome. Mechadozer. I don't know how much they cost. Somebody buy me one.
Way too much.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so cool.
We need to get one of those.
It's being wasted on the forest.
It's being wasted
to destroy cities.
It needs to be wasted on the forest. What I need to do is I'll get that. You know what they got? They got that big arm there that's mounted in the middle. Like, what retard mounted the arm in the middle? That should be on its tail like a giant scorpion. Oh, go back. What are you doing? You're playing a movie?
In the video.
You fucking twit. Get back. Go back.
Okay, which one?
This one here. There's a really cool picture. Scroll down. Yeah, there. Right
that
there.
One?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
The bottom picture. 2000
yeah.
concept.
Look at that.
See that? No, did you see that? It's concept. Where does it say?
It's not a concept. It's fucking real. I'm looking at it.
Concept
force machine.
Oh, okay.
Face.
Concept card.
This is 91. That's 2000.
Okay.
It's
okay,
now,
okay.
Just to keep you posted, it is now 2002. So,
it's in the middle of the body. I don't know.
They should have put it at the end. They should have put it on the end so it can be
scorpion-like.
Like a big
yeah.
scorpion with claws and fucking crush people.
They probably
shit.
Thought of that and went, whoa, it tips over. That sucks.
Wait, maybe it drives the other way.
Oh.
It looks like it can drive any way it wants.
Yeah, well,
like sidestep.
Well, the problem with these current like Scorpion Walker models they have now is that they're not built for speed. Like you look at that, and I'm like, yeah, that probably rockets along at a whole 2 miles an hour, humming like a chainsaw here. You know, I'm gonna have a race between that and my wind up toy.
I don't think it normally needs to run away from things.
Then you gotta get out and take the big key and turn it. You know, it's
sure, the military is quite interested in it.
No, the military wouldn't give a fuck about that. Are you kidding? It's too slow.
Well, they'd soup it up.
Yeah, I don't know. They need to make a better design. They need to start building stuff so that it's not built
to
walk.
Legs are slow.
Don't build stuff to walk. Build stuff to run. That's what we need to do. But anyway, that's a whole other phase. And if anyone's going to build a mech that's going to work, it's going to be me. I'm going to wind up doing it. I'm going to get so pissed.
Somebody's got to do it, Sean.
Oh, man, it just pisses me off. So Goon Squad was listening to my last show on sniping, and he went and said, oh, yeah, I got a really good sniper site for all your crazy, crazy internet fans who just need, you know, get on top of a clock tower and extract some street-level justice
like
on people that are pissing them off.
A sniper site? Like,
yeah, it's a sniper site. It's called Mel's Sniper Page.
Oh, my goodness.
What load do I use to take someone out at 150 yards and through a high windstorm?
Yeah.
Let's ask Mel.
How to kill people from afar.
How to kill people from
Step
a long
one.
Way away.
Or
Mel, Sniper Page, on SniperCentral.com. So very cool. Good to know. And it's nice to know we still have sites like that because pretty soon they'll be fucking illegal. Blanca, pointed me at a noisemaker post on Skull Crew. How many more fucking people can I get in that reference there? Blanca pointed me at a noisemaker post on Skull Crew. Now,
props, woo!
Noisemaker, you're in the house, right? Noisemaker is in the house. So, Noise,
my homies.
You gotta go and... Can we turn on the speakers so I'm not, like...
Oh, I forgot to turn them down.
So I'm not yelling at myself? Thanks. I mean, it's really discouraging to me. Noisemaker, get on the ball and find out what the link was because he didn't give me the link. If you're going to send me a story, don't copy and paste the story. I need the fucking link, okay?
People can see it's real.
Yes. July 18th, the Moscow State Court threw out the lawsuit of Russian Justice Ministry against the Moscow Church of Scientology. The religious activity of the Church of Scientology in Moscow was acknowledged to correspond with the Russian Constitution. Everyone who studies sects that... What the fuck? Let's get rid of this italics.
Doesn't make sense.
It's Russian. What do you want? Everybody who studies sects notices they seek power. While Scientology is the first this aspiration, Time Magazine called one of the perfect terrorism sect. Actually, Ron Hubbard's founder of the sect never came to secrets. The idea would to turn people into slaves. Yeah, well, Scientology sucks, and now they're not illegal in Russia. What they need is some of that good Russian justice where they just send the KGB out and they fucking double tap them in the back of the face and, you know.
Nobody knows nothing.
I bury them. They buried here, 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 and here.
In television, in Russia, television watches you.
And under Ceausescu, well, we had everything we wanted. Our rights are toast. A post from Nomad Carpetoff. The entertainment industry is trying to get some muscle. Now, I wonder...
Is this the same thing?
It could be. Is it the same thing?
Let's check it out.
Did I just...
Then we can talk about it. So, yes, it is. Just a different site. There you go. One other angle.
Yeah, could Hollywood hack your PC? So they're going to be looking more into that. What a shock! Did you know that the military is going to start using... They're starting to use drugs?
Again?
Oh, yeah.
No, they never use that.
Aggression drugs on the Sunshine Project. Let's go check that out.
They tried that before, and it went horribly, horribly wrong.
Yeah, the movie called Jacob's Ladder.
They went insane!
Yeah, well, you know.
These drugs are too good.
They use aggression drugs on Tales from Aftermath, too.
Oh, yeah, of course they do. That's why I'm like, Pentagon program promotes pharmacological warfare. Psychopharmacological warfare.
Psychopharmacological warfare.
Well, the first part's right.
Psychopharmacological. Psychopharmacological. That's a seven-syllable word. Psychopharmacological warfare. So we're going to hit everybody with fucking acid. Don't spray our troops with BZ. Spray their troops with BZ and have them go insane and kill each other.
Yeah.
What a nice way to check out. My good buddy Marty, who I've been bunking with, decided that he was a giant fucking terrier and was going to chew on my head.
He wanted to wear my face.
Chew on my fucking head. That's perfect. Thank you ever so much, Terry.
Shout out to Terry.
Oh, and now guns are becoming a problem, so we need to develop some non-lethal forms of weapons. What a shock, just like in Tales from the After Now. Isn't that funny how that happens? Let's go take a look at that. This is a complete breakdown of all the non-lethal...
Are they copying you, or are you copying them?
I don't know.
What the hell's going on in this world?
Everything's all fucked up. We'll just go there and let's go scroll down the list. What do we got here?
Beyond the rubber bullet.
If you scroll down, they actually got the headings. Let's see. We have directed energy weapons.
Ah, yeah. Nets and stuff.
Anti-traction material. also known as slippax. It's the slippery. Malodorants.
Ew, that stinks. Oh, my God.
Yeah, which is kind of scary when the military makes something that stinks.
The effectiveness of odor, odor of vomit, burnt hair, sewage, rotting flesh, and a potent concoction known as euphemistically as U.S. government standard bathroom malodor.
That's great. Projectiles. No one likes rubber bullets. Not the people being fired at, nor people doing the firing. It's easy to put out an eye. To blind someone says, yeah, whatever, you're shooting at the cocksucker. How do you redesign a projectile to do that? Make a bigger bullet. That way it rips their whole fucking head off. Webs and nets. Spider-Man has competition. Real ray guns. Not the fake ray guns. We have real ones. Drugs, bugs, and beyond. So, what is this on?
Whoever wrote this was so sensationalistic.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, and it's from Time. Yeah, yeah, they're not sensationalistic at all.
No way.
But now, I did a cool thing the other day. The other day I did an image search on Google.
That's always fun.
I typed in cyborg on Google and did an image search. Nice. And I came across this site, which is a professional augmented reality research site where you can sign up and get test kits and shit like that. And it's,
your own home, augment your body.
Yeah, augmented reality is fucking awesome. Check it out.
Okay.
Very, very, very cool.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, they got it all in English and German and all that good stuff. Those crazy krauts, gotta love them.
Yep.
Come with me into the trees. Anyway, so very, very cool. Take some time and check out Arvika. Arvika. Here at Arvika, we fucking screw glasses into your head. You will see all things our way. But anyway.
it's pretty nice little site.
Yeah, it's a nice little site. But, I mean, it's cool when we get into augmented reality. So, I mean, because I'm a, you know.
I really like that idea of that video game, the augmented reality video game where it overlays on top of your house.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Where you're, like, shooting things in your house.
You want porn. Oh. You want to have an orgy in your house. That's what you want. That's
the first good application.
Recommended media. Last week I went and saw a movie. Actually, no, I tell a lie. Last, what day is it? Monday? Sunday? Yesterday I saw a movie. That was last week.
What week is it?
Yeah, where am I? What day is it? Sunday, I went with the Dark One and we saw a movie.
What was it?
Reign of Fire.
The Dragon One.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's a movie written, produced, and directed by Sean. I'm like, I can't believe this movie was made. I made this movie. It's the year 2020. Dragons have taken over the Earth, and now all the military and everything's shit. Everything's burnt to the ground. Dragons have destroyed everything. They're now all starving to death, and there's the last few survivors go around and blow away dragons and try to kill stuff, and it's bleak, 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 bleak.
I looked at it and went, that could be pretty cool.
It's very fucking cool. I went and saw that, and it was that little prissy blonde fag from U571, and he was also in Pelican Brief, the blonde dude. What's his name? But anyway, he like did Body for Life, and he's big now. Like,
he did
a big Edward Norton. Like, he's fucking huge. Like, you look at the dude, and you're like, he's not menacing at all. He's a little pretty boy. And this one, he's monstrous. He shaved his head, grew a goatee, and tattooed his big fucking muscular ass. And he grunts when he runs. I'm like, wow, I really do not want to fuck with you. Like, like a whole lot. Like, can I get some suppressive fire over here?
Right there.
Yeah. Let's get a C-130 in here. But seriously, it was just like, wow, it was a very cool movie. It's
recommended?
Totally recommended media.
So, like,
go check it out.
Your brain
good
and
fun.
Have fun.
Good fun. Yeah. It's, you know, there's a few you can sit there and pick the shit out of it. But why not? I mean, come on. It's dragons and tanks and people fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's cool.
That's not real. The dragons wouldn't fly.
Dragons wouldn't fly that way. Why is the breeding habits of the dragons this way? That does not make sense. And I will kick you in the nuts. So, it's just kind of a bad scene. So, Reign of Fire is cool. I don't have any homework for anyone for mess with the normals. Your daily site...
So just mess with them, in
so
general.
Just go out there. I like the idea of putting the Sean Kennedy Show, or better yet, what could you do with Tales from the After Now? You could actually try to get one of those in your class. You could take episode one and have like a radio program or something like that and put it. Hack your intercom.
No swearing on it. Huh?
Hack your intercom at your school and play the first episode of Tales from the After Now through your school intercom.
Right.
There you go. I hope I'm getting through with the static and everything. Wow, could you imagine how fucked up that'd be? The teachers would be all into that shit, too. Yeah, I want to see that happen. That'd be really
somebody
cool.
Somebody do that.
Yeah, don't blame
just
me.
Like they didn't pop up the volume, right?
Yeah.
Suffers at the school, like.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you need to do.
Tap into it. Hide the tape recorder.
Now, I have no digital baptisms this
Anybody want a new name?
Yeah.
Email Sean.
Email Sean. However, there is a porn.
He's good at names.
There's a porn on beta show coming up.
And it's free.
And it's a free porn on beta show.
Free.
Not like the last one where I had to pay $40 for me and the cameraman. Not that one.
That sucked.
That sucked a lot.
He's got his knife out. Oh, my God. It's free, Sean. I swear.
No, it is. It is free. And
you want to be there.
Where is it?
It's out in the open. It's in North Van.
North Van.
Just go to www.pornonbeta.com and the details are there. Go to gigs or whatever. And it'll tell you where to go and what time and what day. It's Sunday, 5 p.m. And hopefully
Sunday.
It won't be Frank.
Sunday. Sunday, which Sunday? This next Sunday coming?
Yes.
Very gay. I'm not going to be there.
What?
I'm going to be in Oregon.
Oh, I thought you were going Monday.
You're going to Oregon.
No, I'm gone for 4 days.
Wow. Monday's just one of those
days. Monday is one of those days.
Oh. Shitty.
Yeah, but to be honest, you know what? You don't really need me to go, because the only reason why I go is so that we get the occasional Rant Radio people to show up, but no one actually shows up from Rant Radio, because you just have the porn. No, you have the porn
all over
fans
the place,
who show up. You don't really need me to be there. It's not like I'm the big fucking draw. The band is really goddamn good. As a matter of fact, why don't you queue up, you got a song to queue up for the end of the show?
Sure.
So people can get a preview of that shit, because that's the good stuff. Now, as you may have clued in, next...
That's the funky shit.
Oh my God, that's the funky shit. Now, next Monday night, I'm not going to be here. But... being as I'm renovating my house, and I am building a really sweet-ass computer-slash-robotics lab... out in the...
super sweet.
Super sweet. outside my house somewhere. You know, pyramid really with outside. Ducks. There's...
Somewhere.
It's very, very cool. Oh, my God. Spock. Spock! you know, that's the best part, actually. If you go to Wrath of Khan there, right when Spock, like, fucking... lifts up the little thing there, and Kirk comes over and goes, Spock! Spock gets up, and he falls. So if you listen to the soundbite, he goes, Spock!
Yeah.
Awesome. It's a great soundbite. That's just because I listened to it like about a million times. It's very funny. What was I talking about? Oh, yes.
Next week,
I'm not going to be here. But
what?
No.
Ah, we're going to die.
No. However, I do have a Sean Kennedy show.
That's been done before.
Now, the question here is who has been here the longest? I got something from way back. This is pre-what the hell.
Well, nothing's pre-what the hell.
This is pre-what the hell.
What the hell was day one?
Was it day one? Yeah. Was what the hell?
Yeah.
This is the very first, the very, very, oh, do you have the very first what the hell show up?
I have the, I don't have it up, but I think I have the fourth what the hell on tape.
Oh, really?
It's just Drexel by himself.
Right? Oh, okay. But
the guy had my show, he had his show, and his show was called.
In the beginning, whatever. There was.
In the beginning.
In the beginning, Sim had a show, Drex had a show, and I had a show.
Oh, how many people know that?
Yeah, I had a show back in the day. And
very similar to this.
Yeah, it's very, very, very similar to this.
Almost exactly.
Almost exactly. And I went and did a show where I was like, and now bear in mind, this is pre-Suicide Rant. This is pre-everything.
When nobody knew Sean.
So I was really, really angry then, and I made a really, really angry show about activism. And
4 years ago.
And, 4 years ago. So statute of limitations is up, and I'm like... telling people,
warning, there may be offensive things.
Oh my
things
God,
in
I'm
this.
Like telling people how to buy sniping rifles and what rounds to use. And, you know, I altered my voice and called myself Kaiser Soze, and it was just like this really fucked up show.
Why do you bother telling them? No one will know if it's basically the same.
Oh,
no,
know.
It's a retro show.
It's different.
It's a total retro show. So since I'm not going to be here, I'm going to play a show that I guarantee no one's got this. I guarantee, not even Smokehouse has this. This is pre-Smokehouse.
Like, nobody.
Nobody has a Sim. Doesn't have this.
No. I'm looking at that going, I remember that.
Yeah, this is like on the days of way, way, way ass back. So, but it sounds good. I mean, I pre-recorded the show and I mixed it all down. It was my first real attempts at mixing and shit and messing with my voice, and that was all being Mr. Super Spy Guy.
It's probably echoes in it.
So you're probably
echoes.
Yeah, probably. So it's very, very cool.
Don't mess with the mic, man.
I do mention the AWOL bag and stuff. So next week when you tune in, Sim will be here. He might
go on
the air and go. Yeah, this is
in
very
case
old
there's
show.
Like stuff that happens. I don't know.
Yeah. So we'll go from there. I think it's kind of isolated. I don't think there's any bearing on anything. It's kind of a standalone show.
Because it works on its own.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's it actually works out really good. It's got its own intro on there and everything. It's, we'll play it after we get off the air here. So going through the RC tonight.
We're not going to play that on the air. That's next week.
No, I know. I said we're not going to play
that
on
okay.
the air. Okay. Special shouts out this week go to Nixter for showing up.
Yay, Nixter.
Thank you very much, man. And thank
Nixter.
You for the two shirts, too.
Yes, oh, thank you for the shirts.
Very, very cool. And
you rock, Sore.
You got anything you want to give shouts to or what? You're talking to the world.
Yes, I'm giving shouts
closer.
To Noisemaker for actually doing stuff when I'm gone and whoever else did stuff when I'm gone.
Holding down the fort.
Yes. I can't believe they actually did stuff when I was gone. I was thinking I was
hold
just going to die.
Hold the line! Hold the line!
And I'm to Kexler for probably helping Noise and whoever helped Noise. And
special shouts to the community. Making
yes.
the internet a better place.
Buy some t-shirts because they rock.
Yes.
They do rock.
Yeah.
Yes, they
buy
do.
Or die.
Buy or die.
Or die.
They got cool little logos on them.
Yeah, they do. Actually, I'm really impressed with these Rant Radio shirts. I want to get a Rant Radio fucking hoodie. That's what I'm...
Yeah, you're like drooling impressed. Over that, eh?
Oh, I fully want a Rant Radio
well,
hoodie.
Well, see, I didn't sell any because in Nebraska it's really hot in the summer. So I didn't bother
we
bringing out hoodies.
Here again,
and
man.
I came here and I'm like, holy shit, it's cold. So
in
I'll
the middle of the summer, he thinks
yes,
it's cold
you
here.
Need to go to Shiloh, my son. That's what you need to do.
Well, you know...
Your fucking head will fall off. You'll like explode. You'll do the T-1000 shatter. Boom!
But isn't it the same temperature around here during the winter too? Close to?
Not even fucking close, man. Not even a prayer close. It doesn't go to -10 here. In Shiloh goes to -90.
No, I'm talking about here.
What? Yeah, here.
Yeah, it's the same. Pretty close to the same degrees here in the winter and the summer.
And No.
No.
It's a variation.
Oh, we go to like -5 and shit.
-5
but,
usually.
Well, West Coast is the nicest place in Canada to live. You're right.
Mild.
There, right.
Super mild here. Yeah, there isn't yeah. much variation.
On the prairies, it's like, don't go outside in the winter because you'll die. Don't go outside in the summer because you'll die. It's like nature's
natural. Catch it on that one magic
yeah.
day.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. When people run out, like, Shiloh, where I was stationed, is the nicest way to describe it. It's like a 3D rendered model of Narcan. You can put anyone in there with a heroin high, and they'll realize that life sucks and come right off that high in about 30 seconds or less. It's just like the world's shittiest, 3D rendering of Narcan. That's Shiloh. Anyway, so special shouts. If you want to help out with the show, and you're like, fuck, I can't tell, where's the damn... The number one thing, art is secondary to this. If you want to help us, if you want to help Rant Radio... Get two people hooked on the show. That's all. Just get two people hooked up.
That's right.
And if you get them hooked on the show, naturally, they get two people, and in 6 months, we take over the earth.
That's right.
Okay. It's very, very important because we are the number one rant radio. We are the number
we're
one.
We're the best rant radio.
We're the best rant radio. We can
the
be.
The best rant radio.
Ka-blink, 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 ka-blink. We are the number one industrial station on the web.
Rock
and
solid.
It's very, very cool. We're trying to get more time. Eventually, somehow, maybe some way, we'll make some money, and I'll be able to do this shit full time, and you'll have all Sean all the time.
24 hours a day.
I'll
have like Big Brother camera on Sean all the time.
Wouldn't that just be some shit? You know what?
Camera 2. Yeah, zoom in. Camera 3.
Yeah.
Always going to the bathroom. Can you just fade?
Bring up the music.
Put on some classic Sean.
I love you, man. Anyway, so it's just crazy. Going through the IRC tonight. For all the people, old and new, who have managed to hang around. I'm sure there's people going, I remember that show. We have Capone X. Smokey Server Monkey. Picking onions in Iowa. Snake Zeezy. African Love Turtle. Alien Binary. Angry Doodle. Binky Boy. Burger Burger. Sterling. Hey, Sterling. Shendiv. Chemical Extra. Chronic. Copper Top Away. Countersick. Coyote 23. Delamorta. Derek. DJ O'Drive. Good to see you, man. I'd love to hear some more of your stuff. DJ O'Drive.
More stuff.
That guy's fucking talented.
Oh,
Dr.
Nice
Zodiac. Down Halo. Dubster. Pardon me. Yeah, Dubster. Yeah,
sure. Or Dubster. Dub. Because it's Dub.
It's Dubester. Dynasty Australia. Hey, Australia.
Hey.
Inocean, Gizmo, Gone Crazy, Government Slave, Griffin, Hybrid Theory, Infoloop, Jodath Moore, K16, Kazuma, Kexler, Lentium. Kexler, the shit. He's a good guy, man. Lentium, Mary Belt Virgin, Misconduct, Mr. Echo. Sexy Misconduct. I love you, Misconduct. Mr. Echo, Neuralize, Nailator, Nixon, Noisemaker, Paladin, Noisemaker. Pretender, Australia. Another guy from Australia. Sweet ass.
Awesome. Yeah, that's cool that you put your name, your
Prophet Doodle, Prune Squalor, great name. Quadbox, Quoth, Red Fox, Sapphire, Scavenger.
Scavenger.
Scavenger. Skitty.
Skitter.
Sophonate. Superator. Superator. That's awesome. Tantrix, AFK, yeah. Dao De Cheese, Technophile, T-Night, Transistor, Turmoil, WS Ninja, Zandad, Pyro, Godmoney, SKTFM, Data Stalker, and Spudley.
Oh, Spudley.
Spudley. So,
crazy.
Very, very cool. I'm running out of steam here. What the fuck?
Well, we're done. That's why.
You're free to distribute this show any way you want. Any way you see fit, you can fucking hand this out to people you don't know. Give it to Jehovah's Witnesses. Keep some by the door.
They love it.
They come up to the door. Hi, we've got some good news for you today, and I've got a show for you. Have a nice day, slam. You know.
Gotta go kill some cats.
Here you go. Here's the truth. Well, I've got some information for you. What a coincidence.
Here's the truth.
I've got some information for you. If you want to be on Rant Radio, we still need programming. So if you get ideas for shows and you're not an ass clown and will actually show up for your fucking time slot, send us a message. But if you're not going to show up for your time slot and you're just thinking it's going to be cool for 3 months, fuck you.
Okay. Right on. Sean, preach.
Preach on, brother. And Sim's like, oh, I love you.
Lay it on the line for them.
Lay it on the motherfucking line. Because that's
I like to speak into a microphone.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Can you suck this? Yeah, whatever. So, thanks for coming out to the show tonight. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night for Tales from the After Now. And Sim is was one of those shows that I did where I was like, well, I hope it's okay. And he was like, dude, did you
listen to your own show?
There's something that you guys should know is that is not rehearsed. I'm not reading off a page on Tales from the After Now. And on tomorrow night's show, I'm not reading off a page, too. The only reason why...
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, when you're listening to this is all done off the cuff. I have point form like, this happens, this has to happen, this has to happen. It's like one page. The only way that I'm able to do that stuff on the air... is because I've got 12 years of game mastering. I've oftentimes thought it'd be really cool that I would love to run a game sometime and just see who shows up. You know what I mean? Like the Rant Radio crowd.
IRC.
What, like a game. D&D game?
No, it'd have to be face-to-face.
Oh, okay.
Because like otherwise I'll have 75 fucking people show up. Yeah. Like a Dungeons and Dragons game.
Elf moves west, Sean. No, Elf doesn't move west.
Elf gets fucking squished from a giant foot from space. So... I would love to get a real life, you know, maybe a cyberpunk game. I'll run a cyberpunk game. That'd be pretty cool. Maybe I'll use the D20 system, make a Tales from the After Now, and run a Tales from the After Now game. Wouldn't that be fucking cool, eh?
Using
the D20 system, because that's an open source gaming system, right?
It works with anything.
Yeah, we'll get Justin to fucking do the illustrations for it, and why not? What the hell? Yeah. And we'll just put it all out there, and everyone can work on it. If anyone wants to do Tales from the After Now art, I'd love to see...
So far, what's been turned in?
Oh, amazing. But if you want to draw something up that I've described in one of the stories and send it in,
awesome.
That'd be very, very
then
cool.
Then we can associate it with like a story.
Well
right?
I'd like to know that I'm doing my job. I'd like to know that you're getting the vision of what I'm saying. You know, it's kind of like a little bit of...
Because you paint a picture with the words and you know that it's coming through.
It's actually kind of funny because like this show here, I could do this until I'm blue in the mouth. You just show up and shoot the shit. And I can
la.
You know, I just feed off everyone's email and talk with people and look in the IRC and beat up on Smokey.
Tell you what the corporations are doing.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's not that fucking hard. But, you know, this is pure, you know, straight from my psyche. I go sit in a dark room, fucking plant the mic on and, you know, speak to the Sennheiser and that's it. And then I give it to Sim and he's like, dude. You did a good job on this, which is pretty high praise. Like, after 4 years, when Sim comes out and says, you know this show you did? This is some of the best shit you've done in a long time. This last show you did. So, tomorrow night's show, Sim thinks, is really, really good. Yeah. Everyone will probably think the server one was a better show. Fuck you, Sim. The server one was way better. Fuck off. But,
I liked it.
Thacko is a crime against humanity.
There is one thing that you did do scripted, if they want to know what scripted sounds like from Sean. Do you know what wrote it is?
A scripted thing.
Yeah, it's one thing you wrote.
Hope?
Yes, Hope.
Yeah, I did Hope.
Yeah.
Do you want to play Hope?
Sure, we can play Hope, too.
Yeah, let's do...
Throw it at him!
Yeah, throw it at him. You can listen to Hope. Hope is a scripted thing I did, which is the only... Yeah, it's the only scripted thing I've ever done.
Yes.
Well, like... actually, no, I tell a lie. The server prayer I wrote off. Because the server prayer
it's
is...
It's a little different, though.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Shorter. It's
yeah, but Hope was... I had to be really sure what I was doing. So.
Well, you know, it sounds like it's scripted, the Tales from the After Now.
No, it's not.
I came here, and I'm like, oh, so you got to write the show, too. Right? And he's like, oh.
No, he wouldn't have a job if he had to do that.
Oh, my God. I don't have time to script it.
It'd be impossible.
I don't have time. I know what I want to accomplish, and I go with the vibe, and if I record something that sounds like shit, I'll stop, go back, and do it again, and that's it. It's one take, one cut, that's it.
It sounds like somebody's reading from a book, doesn't it?
It's one cut, too. You start from beginning to end?
Sometimes, it's an hour, right? So sometimes I'll go for like 20 minutes, stop for a few seconds, figure out, you know, what I'm going to do, where's going, and then I just keep going.
It sounds excellent.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Burned copies for people at Domino's.
Here's your pizza, and here's something for you to listen to when you get high.
There you go. Free Sean Kennedy with every pizza.
That's a good one. Yeah. Take the money they give you for your tips.
Take the Domino's coupon off.
Take the money they give you.
Radio ad.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Get your ass fired.
There you go.
www.ramradio.com. It was the last week. If I get my old job back, the last week, dude.
Ramradio.com on everything.
Ram Radio, angry shirt, boom, right on the top.
Big advertising.
What the fuck is this?
You go on the back of the receipt of the front of the receipt.
Then I'll put in a fake Domino's.
You are the shit.
It's a good idea. We used to do that with money. Ask all our listeners to write Ram Radio on the money.
Right.
You can still do that if you want.
Smokehouse is all
right. Your favorite
website.
Are
you okay, dude? You don't seem right. Yeah, I'm fine. Actually, tonight I'm in a really, really good mood.
Yeah,
that's probably why. Because if you, a lot of people are like, dude, Sean sounds really different tonight. It's because I'm actually in a really good mood. I've had a
jovial.
I've had a good day. And things are working out.
It's the Palm Pilot. It's the organization. It's the thing.
It's
that you're getting
structure. It's all about the structure.
Anything's in order.
I'm gonna write a book when I'm eventually when I get this all done. Yet another one. What I've been thinking about. Shut up. I've written two. Fuck you. There's one I want to do, and I'm either going to call it Sort Yourself Out, which will be my self-help book.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or it'll be Fuck Around? And I'm thinking I might call it Fuck Around, a self-help book for people who are tired of having lives that are bags of shit. Are you sick of being a bag of shit? Read Fuck Around? And the cover will be me wearing a fucking ski mask. Yeah, Fuck Around? Like, Fuck Around? Like, as though, want to fuck around?
No, I mean...
And the whole shot will be, there'll be an out-of-focus shot of me, and I'll be holding a gun sideways and sticking it out the cover of the book.
And the gun's in focus, just the end of the
just the end of the gun's in focus, yeah. And it'll be called Fuck Around. And it'll be my no-nonsense bullshit for sorting your life out in these crazy-ass times. Call of Cthulhu does kick ass. Thank you very much.
The game, the whole concept, what?
Call of Cthulhu? The game won awards. The only
the video game?
No, the role-playing game with books and use your mind a little bit.
Yeah, but there's one, the video game's coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out, but then they lost, blah, 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 setbacks. Yeah, fuck, it's really gay.
As it is with everything.
5 years later, no one cares. It's like, oh, Daishi much? But anyway. So, anyhow, that's it for tonight. You want to say goodbye?
I guess.
There you go. There's your goodbye.
Good American answer.
You catch me off guard, you get an off-guard answer.
That's right.
Gotta be on the ball here.
Okay. Oh, so I'm supposed to go now.
Just
okay.
Say goodnight.
See you later, everybody.
Wow, that was
way
fantastic.
To go.
You've got a career in radio.
I see your future. It's not in radio.
Okay.
It's making shirts.
And yes. This is Sean Kennedy for episode number 29 saying, remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, weren't ever there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get the fuck away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us.